drank it.
What do you mean? What does that even mean?
What does what mean?
You lost on both house deals.
Two house deals.
Fell through today.
We're trying to buy a couple of, well, there's a couple of places that came
One up. Next door to the Kellys. Super cool.
Nice.
Yeah. And
how did you lose
bids
on
both? Well, it just fell through.
Yeah.
One was like a big place, but it really needed a lot of work.
A lot of work.
Mm.
And we lowballed them because it's going to take at least lots of money just to get
a couple G's.
I mean, every part of the house needs
a little.
Yeah, it's like the kind where it's like a very luxury. Well, it's next door to the Kellys, so it's a nice area. But it's the kind where they let it sit there for years, and every toilet needs to be replaced and has that. Mm.
Why did that fall through then? You just lowballed?
Yeah, but because they want double what we're almost double what we asked.
Yeah, they don't do anything
to it.
They
think they're going
to
get more.
All the carpet. They have one of the rooms had like the wallpaper was like a library where they have the books on the wallpaper.
Oh my God.
But there's wood rotting outside. There's some big stuff.
That's like those tuxedo shirts where the tuxedo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same kind of fakery.
Right.
It's horrible.
I can't believe someone was allowed to make library wallpaper. I don't trust the structure.
Well, I understand, you know, used to go get family pictures taken. They would have the drape or whatever, the curtain that would come down with it. That's fine. You can roll that up. But this is permanent.
Yeah, that's no good.
On the wall.
But that
and at first you walk in
much.
And you got, you're like, for 1 second, it's like, oh, cool. Oh, not cool.
Yeah.
It's a library. Like,
oh.
Yeah, because it's a nicer style.
So
oh, that's kind of interesting. That's horrible.
For a year?
The kids have been having it sit there for like 4 or 5 years.
Dang.
And the wood's rotting.
Like the parents die. And
the backyard's nothing. It's a nothing backyard. John and Mary have lots of great ideas. And
so they won't probably come back to you and be like,
they
hey.
Might. But I, the
Maybe.
Real
it's
estate agent,
yet.
Even their own real estate agent, when she asked them, knowing that they probably wouldn't take our offer because it was a low ball, she said they're not even willing to take the first offer they got that was more than what we asked, and they want it to be like.
Yeah, I think they look on Zillow. What's it worth?
More.
Let's sell it for that, even though they have done nothing.
And then she laughed after that, like when she said what they think they. She goes, they're going to stick to their asking price and expect more. And she kind of was like,
right,
dang.
Yeah. I said, well, come back to us. You know,
she was like, you know, it's a little.
She was really
like
sweet.
That is a ridiculous offer that you give. We don't know what.
No,
it was.
No, she's Indian. You're not even
what
doing
it was.
Right.
It sounded kind of like this. I couldn't tell. I usually can tell, but she was like, oh no, it's a really
Eddie
low
Musami.
Offer, and that is that house is the houses in the neighborhood are at least you know 600-700. That and that is so low. That is half of what we are.
Anyway,
I'm like that house. Needs
lot
it needs help.
It needs a concrete drywall, woods rotting, you know, like big
it's
stuff.
Like you, even before you go in the door,
but it's really nice.
You need a new driveway, new roof.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
40 grand right off.
Yeah,
that's out of
more,
the gate.
Yeah, more than that. I feel like with that stuff, you take your number that you think it's going to be and you double it because that's probably what it'll end up being.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
and then the other one was a little bit of a tomfoolery. There was a little jerking around going, yeah, we're going to take all the bids by Thursday. And they're like, oh, bids now, today, Monday. Oh, okay. Then they were, you know, escalation thing. And then they weren't taking escalation. And they go, yeah, just don't even worry about it. The person who got it ahead of you, like, is paying way, way, way more than everybody else. And you're like, wow, if they're paying way, way more, then they will never get their money out of it.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, do you know who we are?
You know what we do? Just
I'm on the socials.
Just wait. The people are gonna buy the houses.
I'm about to buy an RV. Okay.
Listen,
so
you're gonna be able to scrape up some great foreclosed deals here soon. People are
how do people do that?
Minds.
That's what we need to find.
I need to go back to my 9 year old self.
Do you know me? One time I met Blake Shelton,
and he was sick.
Yeah.
One time I met Carrie Underwood, so
felt bad.
Yeah.
Do you even know me?
I saw Albert Pools walking in a basement one time.
Yeah, and I wasn't sure if it was him at first, but it was.
And he was a little chubbier than I thought.
Oh, that happened to you?
Yeah, he gained a little. Yeah. He got a little chubby.
That did happen to Luke.
It was
Where were
I was
you?
Starstruck. That was the only time. We were at the Winter Jam with Johnny Crist.
Oh,
we went backstage.
Robert Pools, did he go on stage or he was?
Yeah, Robert, his brother.
Oh, Robert.
Did you meet him? They said, hello, it's nice to meet you.
Albert.
I'm Albert Pujol. I
don't even know.
I'd hit the ball for the Cardinal. They throw the ball at me.
He's back.
And I hit it with a stick, and I run around sometimes.
And you roll around?
I run around the base. I run around the base sometimes, and I happy side for a victory against the Cubs or whatever, the Cubs, Diamondbacks or the Yankees, whatever. I happy. They pay me money to hit the ball. They throw the ball at me, so I'm not going to let it go by. I'm going to hit it with all my might, and the crowd go crazy.
With all your might?
Nice to meet you, Lou. They go crazy.
Crazy.
I'm an Italian there.
Okay, so is this house for a rental property? What is this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are you guys looking?
We were, but because the market is horrible,
they're going to raise the rates. They're going to raise them again. That's the prediction.
So
it's good though. They want to. You got to slow that inflation.
We got to save up so we can put a bigger down payment.
Maybe you could just go to the mob.
And
just say.
Might be lower.
It's a little risky, but you might get it lower.
Where does one find the mob?
You just want to make sure you get your payments.
In a back alley somewhere.
They're like American Express. You better pay that thing on time.
They'll smash
it. They'll come after you.
Yeah. Well, I guess we could go to the Hill. You know, they're there somewhere.
Where would you go for the mob?
Go to the Hill.
Is the mob really in existence anymore? Now it's kind of gangs.
Now it's gangs.
Just go to Craigslist and type in mob. Mob St. Louis area.
Isn't that like the dance? No, dance mob? No. Yes.
Smash mob? I don't know.
No.
What's the one that got popular for a while? Flash mob. Those things were so, everyone loved them. And now I feel like if I saw one, I'd kind of be a little annoyed.
I'd like to see it in person.
People will do that for like engagements. Online. And I think if you did that, I would have said no.
But like if you were in a mall, I guess that mall would be cool. I feel like a plane would maybe be cool. What are your feelings on flash mobs? I haven't seen them in about 12 years.
I think we might have seen one in person at a place. I'm forgetting.
No, that was a real mob. That was like they looted a mall or something.
East St. Louis.
Is this a flash mob?
We might have been in England.
They're really committed.
People like screaming. There's like bombs being set up all around you.
Yeah, that's what we do. We just go steal a bunch of stuff and they pull us away. It's a flash mob. It's a total joke. What?
Where's Ashton Kutcher?
Put your guns down.
How long did that show go on for?
We so got you.
Not long enough.
I never saw Punked. It. It looked like it would be good.
Man,
That was like one of the best prime TV shows.
Man, Liv and I were it was just a spring night. We got off work. We went to the gym, came home. We're like, I just wish that American Idol in its prime was on right now.
Wasn't that an exciting time?
Yeah.
We look so forward to that show every week.
It's like
Spencer Tuesday.
Hated
it, though.
Oh, man.
He got so nervous.
The early.
Yes.
American Idol was just
about
so good. Like Paula Abdul, Simon Cowell.
I mean, so
Livvy was in all the way in.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, the producers nailed it. They would have the best singers you ever saw. And then literally these atrocious people.
I was an uber fan. Like, I would call all the winners. I knew who the winners
were. We called in to vote.
Way in advance.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I always predicted who would
win. When did that first air? Was that early 2000s?
2001, isn't it?
Because Kelly
I just watched a documentary 2 weeks ago about Susan Boyle.
She's
America's Got Talent.
Which is from when Simon Cowell did the English. What
X Factor.
Was it X Factor or Britain's Got Talent?
Britain's Got Talent. Yeah. That was a sweet documentary, and he was so sentimental about her.
Aww.
He cried. And then he was with her backstage, and then when she started to get really frightened because she, you know, was a little something, I don't remember. But she was a sweet person.
She had a hint of the tism?
I don't know.
Whoa.
They didn't actually say that, but something was up. And anyway, he was really sensitive to that and very protective of her.
Yeah.
And very kind.
That's very cute.
I understand.
Yeah. I love that part.
American Idol started in 2002.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense.
June 11th.
Wow.
Ryan Seacrest.
Oh,
what
yeah,
a guy.
Baby. And he was there. Is he still there? Is he still doing it?
I don't think so.
Is it still a show?
It's still a show.
It's still a show.
You should see what
really?
Ryan's...
Yeah, the only
it's
way
it's not
it is?
Good. It's a... Guess who the hosts are.
Yeah, guess who the hosts are.
Let me guess. Is it still Katy Perry?
Katy Perry.
Is the host? Oh, the judge.
Keith Urban?
No, close. You're in the realm.
He was, though, wasn't he?
It's a country. Oh, it's a Luke Bryan.
It is. Yeah. And then old boy. Oh, I think a classic
Randy? Mm-mm.
She's a brick.
Lionel Richie.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
But, okay.
But
so,
who's the guy? Is it still Ryan?
It's definitely not Ryan.
The MC guy.
I don't know who it is.
No,
Ryan
got
too big. Yeah.
You should look up what Ryan Seacrest owns or does. Isn't it? I think it's kind of big time.
Oh, my gosh. Ryan Seacrest is hosting.
I was going to say, I think he's still there.
What a career.
Yeah, Ryan Seacrest.
He has other stuff going on.
Because he started out with another host, that guy.
Yeah, there was two of them.
He was there for a year. And
wait,
now,
wait,
it dropped.
I don't remember, but
there
was
two of them.
Yes.
You want to know the other timeless show from that era? Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Is that still going?
Ty?
Wasn't his scandal? He was in jail or something for like fraud.
He was? I didn't know.
Yeah.
Well, he's back. He has a new show. So
what's his last name?
Ty.
Ty Long.
Is that where they said move that bus?
Move that bus. Yeah.
Man. Did you know most of those people lost those houses?
Oh, yeah, because they can't afford it.
Is that what they said that most of them did? Or
I think so.
But a lot of times I thought they were covering things like that for them.
Yeah, yeah.
You would.
When you have a big house like that, it's like, oh, your $14,000 heating and cooling system.
It's like when they leave, they all leave, and then the assessment guy drives up.
Yeah, 100%.
This house is worth... Okay, this is the taxes now.
You gotta have money for the taxes.
That was like the old Prices Right, where most of the people that won cars, they couldn't take them.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had to pay taxes.
Yeah.
Was 100%. It most, though?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty high,
Yep.
Well, I always, as a kid, I would always want to be like poor enough to get on that show, you know?
Because that's
Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Yeah. Like, I would trash my house to get on that show. That'd be awesome.
Did you like your house?
Oh, yeah. I like my house. I mean, we had a great house.
Like the thing about that show, too, is like they'll kind of do that zoom out and it's like their house is like very nice. And then all the houses around it are just
dumpy.
Dumps. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because so was like, there any show like that?
It's almost like it's almost like a safety hazard. It's like they're probably going to get robbed.
Oh, when they get a nicer house.
We should probably do a documentary on like all these families and where they are.
He's actually co-host and executive producer of Live with Kelly and Ryan. That's what I was thinking. Ryan Seacrest. Hmm. American Idol, On the Air with Ryan Seacrest. Dick Clark's New Year's he does now. That's what I was thinking.
He does everything.
He's taking. I was thinking there's so many things.
Honestly, doesn't he do the Kardashian show too?
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't produce that show?
I think he...
Oh,
I think he does.
Yeah. Maybe he does.
He's a genius.
Yeah.
Honestly, he has a lot going on. That's what maybe...
But is it just his brand, but he has a team of people that...
Probably.
Because he's
and
a brand.
And he just shows up where he needs to show up.
But he figured that's what he... He doesn't have to work, but gets it done.
Because I think everybody... I like him.
Yeah.
I think everybody likes him.
He's so...
I don't think he has anything that's like polarizing.
Who?
No, he
hasn't said... Ryan
Seacrest.
He hasn't revealed it, and that's... He just stays chill.
Revealed what?
Yeah, he's the calm in the storm.
If he has anything polarizing,
I mean, I'm sure once he dies,
think,
all those scandals will come out. But for
he's
going to
get canceled. Something's going to happen.
No,
like
he doesn't receive that.
I hope it doesn't happen.
But it will. But it won't.
Just
Ryan Seacrest.
Fingers crossed. Someone's going to come up to with a manila envelope.
No.
I've got some pictures here, Ryan.
Oh my god.
Oh, no. Happens to the best, doesn't it?
Yeah. Craigslist, we listened to that show, Anonymous, Armchair Anonymous.
Yes.
And
there was a Craig. Hard to recommend,
have you heard
though.
The Craigslist story? Right. It was just about Craigslist debacles.
Oh, yeah.
About the guy who he basically went on Craigslist. He didn't have any groomsmen. He like put it off or something.
Yeah.
And he actually put a Craigslist ad.
Groomsmen.
I need groomsmen in 2 days or something like that.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
So groomsmen, he didn't even know.
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy.
Yeah, so crazy.
And they, like, pretended, like, they had to give a speech.
Yeah.
And they, like, had to pretend that they
so
knew
they
each Googling, other.
So they Googled the bridesmaids got, they were onto it. They figured it was one on. So they had to Google
do an AI speech
a groomsman speech.
Yeah.
It's so great.
That show has the wildest stories that I've ever heard.
We told the dog one, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Which dog one?
We told that.
Yeah.
Where the kid ended up having to carry that dead dog.
Oh, the dog in the bag.
To New York.
Yeah,
and
the
guy stole the dead dog from him. That's one of the best stories ever.
Yeah.
It is.
Funny.
There's a cremation one that's pretty good. Like, they try to, like, at home cremate their pets.
Ugh.
And, like, you have to put it in, like, 2,500 degrees, and they just like burn it. Yeah, they baked it.
Oh,
it wasn't. No.
There was one where the mom, they're like guinea pig died or something, and then they tried to burn it, but then she catches on fire.
Yeah,
so she's on fire, and she has like five kids who are all young, and the dad's gone. And like, it's just their mom is on fire running through the woods. Like she was like trying to like, they're like, stop, drop and roll. And she like didn't, like she could not think straight. So she was just like sprinting through the woods on fire.
So on a cremation oven, is there like buttons like on a microwave, like popcorn, sandwich,
they didn't
dog,
have a cremation.
Human.
That was
or
the problem.
Like at the deli where you're like thin, normal, thick, sliced. Oh.
What kind of consistency you want? Because there was one where the
how
urn...
How big do I want my flakes to be? Oh,
there's one where the urn fell out of the closet and spilled all over her.
That one is,
oh my gosh. That one's bad.
Yeah, that one makes
that
you feel
bad. That one is bad. She drops her mother on the floor and it goes. She goes everywhere. And she's cleaning it all up. She's trying to put it back together as much as she can. And later she's like, she vacuums it up. It's a traumatic experience. So she's like, anxious, so she starts like biting her nails, and like she like tasted something weird and like looked under her nails, and just the flakes of her mother were
yeah
in her
I
nails.
Okay
she
let's can
mom.
We talk about the urn, is that not,
did I send that to you,
is that
this?
Is that when? Not yeah, is yeah, that yeah. a no- seem it, to me it just doesn't seem normal.
I
is that a is that a religious,
I'm not here for it, I don't like it.
Is that a
well,
special like a Catholic thing?
No, they do not cremate bodies.
I think personally,
they don't do that.
Everyone should be cremated.
Yeah, it's better. I mean,
because then it would be like Avengers Endgame when Jesus comes back.
Like we all get put back together like flakies?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That would be cool.
That'd be cool.
Like, do we know that the body that comes out of the cremation thing is the body that died? It could be a rando for sure. They could just have some on tap, just like urns in the...
If somebody does this for a living, could you please call in? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, if you're
maybe
a
you could like put some food coloring on it.
Let
or
us
some,
know.
Or some kind of
flavor.
Some kind of...
Well, you know what would be great, actually, is if you did like an urn. Instead of an urn, you do like the that time thing, right?
Like yeah, the hourglass.
The hourglass. We could just flip it and they get to spend time with you.
Well, so you could still feel you, pressure Luke. From your parents.
Exactly. Yeah,
exactly. For time?
Yes. No, I'm not. I don't know. I'm okay with cremation, just not with let's save it and put it in a decorative vase.
Well,
and
I'm
then,
still
like people put it on their mantel place. It's a little weird.
I'm still not for. I think it's weird that we get a big old box with a pillow, like really big box.
That's
I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't see. I don't like the makeup.
It's like a little
thing.
Apartment.
Also, doesn't a cost like $5,000?
Like more?
Oh,
I don't know.
That's a lot.
That's average, probably.
I don't know.
My grandma used to say just. She said, just put me in a crate and throw me in the ocean.
Dude, honestly, that's
that.
Fine with me.
And I don't know if that's what we did.
We should do it.
Wrap a chain around her ankle.
With right. Well, she died. And she was buried in my mom's wedding dress.
Oh.
Don't ask. Her red lace wedding dress.
You remember, you ever heard the term Saved by the Bell? You know where that comes from?
Yes.
Do you know where that comes from?
I didn't go to school.
Well, it's when people would... someone would get buried, they would attach a string that would be on a bell above the ground and they were still alive.
They didn't know what a coma or something about that was. And they actually later they found out that this, whatever they were drinking some types of liquor out of were knocking people out for days. So if they'd ring the bell, they were one of those people that got saved by the bell. And if it didn't ring, it was a dead ringer. And then that's why people had to have the graveyards shift.
But I thought dead ringer means you look like somebody. You're a dead ringer
for
somebody else.
Well, they do use that for that. But they did first have it for their dead ringer because they never rang that bell.
Well, you're a dead non-ringer. You're not ringing. So, right?
Well,
you're just dead.
That's kind of repetitive to say it the way you're saying.
What was the joke about the guy who used to ring the bell at the church? And he was ringing and he went.
Liv, you know that joke?
Yeah. Nope.
And he was.
Tell us, Livy, that joke. Oh. Well, let me tell us the joke.
He was pulling the rope down and he slipped and his face banged up against it and he fell like 30 floors down.
Yeah.
And there's like, people are like, oh my gosh, who is this guy? And one guy was like, I don't know, but his face sure rings a bell.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I think
is.
That's where that comes from.
Luke
told me that and I thought that was really funny.
I think your dad told you that joke.
I think
that's actually a pretty good
one. That's a Levi. I've heard it from Levi. It took 15 minutes for him to tell it because he gave up. And this guy ran and took a running leap and hit the bell. That was his job. Yeah, it was a long, long story.
Yeah.
It's fun sometimes when it's long. And
I like ringing bells. Ringing bells is like, you ever see a, like a,
do you mean like a bell, like, here, come like, here, sir.
Any kind of bell, like they'll have them at restaurants sometimes or.
Oh, you mean like when like at stores.
Like, front, like a front desk like a bell?
Ooh, somebody ordered the cheesy woozy pizza.
Bing, 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 bing.
I've never seen that.
We have a birthday. Bing, bing, bing.
Isn't that at Lambert's?
Where does this happen?
Don't they have that at Lambert's, I feel
no,
like?
No, they throw rolls at your head
it's,
there.
They
got a bell.
I think I'm pro, like, what's it called? A gong.
Gong.
Pro gong.
I like gongs.
Oh, gongs over bells.
Yeah, gongs
gongs
are
better.
Gong, but I do like the idea to the big old bell in a church. To
everyone vote for Luke for president. He's pro gong.
I just think that like
anti-bell
tornado sirens should just be gongs and didgeridoos.
It'll be the best gong you've ever heard.
Wait,
this
it'll
gong.
Now the length of the border.
There's been some bad storms lately, and have you heard the alarm system when it goes off?
Oh no, we've been
and
out
a voice,
town, baby girl.
Baby girl. No, no.
You just call your mom baby girl.
I should be calling you that. But that
no, you should
people,
not call each other that at all.
Wait, I want to say. There's people talking. Somebody's talking when the alarm system is going off for the tornadoes.
What?
Over the
I heard voices, and so did whoever else was in the house.
I don't know.
It might have been Jessica.
Whoever else is in the house.
It was Jessica.
You were alone, baby girl.
We heard, we heard someone talking. Have you heard this?
I haven't.
No, okay. I think you're
check
crazy.
It out next time. Well, maybe, but.
What are they saying?
Yeah, what are they
saying? Emergency.
Find shelter, baby girl.
Hey, go to that basement.
Twister coming, baby girl.
I mean,
get
I
that
guess.
Fine thing inside.
I guess some people might not
jump
know
in a bathtub,
alarm.
Baby girl.
Hey.
Baby girl.
Baby girl, get yourself inside, baby girl.
Hey. What?
Get now, yourself if, some. If there was a tornado coming for your house, what would you wear?
I would want someone over the speakers to say, hey, baby girl.
That's it?
I don't like the way that you say that.
Put some slippers on.
With the hand movements.
Nah, I don't like the way you say it.
Put you.
It's a little too breathy for me.
Hey, baby girl.
No. Okay. What would you wear, Tim? Tim, what would you wear?
I see what you're wearing, baby.
Stop.
Girl, baby girl, you need a chain. Baby girl, you need a chain.
What would you wear if they're
do you mean because
coming
like,
towards you?
My house could be gone and this is
yes,
all I have.
Yes, yes, yes. What
well,
would you wear?
See, I think about that, but I know that what would happen is I'll just be, I'll have nothing.
So you'll have nothing
you
on.
What's
I'll
the temperature
have my
outside?
My little shorts that I wear to bed and my little shirt that I wear to bed and that's it.
What's the temp outside?
But it might not be bedtime. What's this one was during
what
the day.
Kind of
that's
temp.
A good point.
Daytime?
Just say the spring.
I'm wearing shorts, t-shirt, hoodie.
What are you wearing?
For a tornado?
Tornado.
The tornado's coming.
Tornado? What would I wear?
Yeah.
Put on your special pants.
Mm. Yeah.
I'd be wearing something tight.
Well, they say
like
that
a tight
you should,
onesie?
Like a wetsuit?
No, you should wear thick boots because there'll be broken glass.
Oh.
Wear a helmet so it doesn't
oh,
hit
there's
your
like
head,
a right answer to
and
this.
Wear a coat, even if it's doesn't here's matter what, if it's warm or cold out, cold out, so you don't get shards of glass on you.
Oh, that
here's what
sense.
We should get.
And
we should get
pants.
A bunch of those sumo inflatable sumo suits.
Yeah.
Put those
yeah,
on.
That'd be best.
Since you know, protection.
Yeah.
Like built-in airbag.
They can have sumo whatever sumo fights.
Yeah, or
in the
one of those big old balls for help.
In the tornado?
While we're waiting.
No, we're after waiting the house goes,
for
the
disaster
for help.
Team to show up. Well, we're wearing these sumo suits. Might as well get to fight.
We could make some money. People could place bets. It could be a whole thing. Just go back to the old days.
We could make so much money over a disaster.
It's like if someone has a house, but the other one lost theirs. It's yeah. Like, if you lose, you take my house.
Yeah. We could have it for everything, like tsunamis and everything. We'd be ready.
Yeah.
For some like activities.
We rent out sumo suits for that purpose.
Yeah.
We're going to be rich.
Because people want to, you know, they got nothing to do.
They're bored.
Also, we're copywriting this idea. No one is allowed
yeah.
to take
oh, yeah. It is copyright.
Copyright.
Right
Tim Hawkins podcast.
Podcast.
We had a bad tornado that went through our neighborhood in Minnesota, and then everybody helped each other. And then one guy came around with a chainsaw.
Oh yeah.
Everybody cut up wood.
Yeah. Tell
and
the story.
Then at the
and
end of 2 weeks,
everyone.
He sent everybody a bill. Even though he
what?
Lived in our neighborhood and things happened to his house too.
Isn't that awesome?
And we barbecued together.
That
we
reminds
picnicked
me
together.
Of
a jerk.
I like no. that.
So yeah, he I he love literally that story.
He sent the kind of bill that you write on carbon paper. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Like, and you rip it off.
Wild.
And he gave everybody their copy of how much they owed him for chopping up the wood that he offered to do.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he was, I could tell.
Did anyone pay it?
I hope
not. That is some chutzpah.
I'll ask my mom. Yeah. I don't know.
I wish
our house didn't get hit, but we were helping everybody else. Yeah.
That's kind of like when we went to a wedding and then they sent us a bill for the rehearsal dinner.
It did happen.
What?
That's all we'll say about this.
That's all you'll say no more.
We won't go into it.
For your plate?
For the whole meal.
For everybody's.
Yeah.
Hey guys, open bar.
Like who?
For now.
Who is tacky enough to do that? Like what?
Some people are.
That is like, it makes me want to ask your parents, like, how don't you raise these guys?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah. It's pretty harsh.
It is harsh. I just can't get over.
Doesn't even make sense.
I've just had this feeling about sumo wrestling. Like the actual, I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's just a big old boys, big old sweaty, smelly boys.
But I like the suits.
Like about big old boys?
Because they got the real, ones. They show their butt cheeks.
You know, have you ever seen how much they eat?
You know, they
eat like 12,000 calories a day. It's just the worst. It's so nasty.
Bro, you know you would never turn down a hug from a nice sumo
wrestler. You would. They're just smelly, stinky, big old butt cheek.
No. Like that hug. They take care of themselves. They're athletes.
There's not a whole lot of wrestling going on.
They kind of just grab wrestling. The dude's like the underwear thing that they're wearing. They grab it.
Yeah, and wedgie.
And just wedgie. Big old wedgie. And they are just like.
It's very interesting.
I wonder how that started.
It started in.
After a tornado in Japan. All right. The great Japanese tornado.
For entertainment. We got to wear this for safety.
We have nothing to do.
Started for entertainment.
Oh, I guess we.
No.
Get the belt on.
Take all your.
Do you think that if your accent's going to other accents?
I know. I don't think. Yeah. Turn into Italian once again.
Yeah, they all turn Italian.
Oh,
so
you sue. And then do. Adelo, she molido.
Very good.
Mine's better than yours.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have to.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so
that's good. That's good.
That's good, Olivia. Thank you.
We're learning.
Thank you.
History according to Olivia.
And it's like you're taking your hand, like you're stabbing yourself.
Yeah, because they always kill themselves.
What? Oh, that's right. She's going like this, like, oh.
Yeah, everybody in Japan, that's just how they all die.
They do.
All right, I've had enough. Give me the sword.
They work so hard there that they'll just die on the streets on their way to work.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where is this?
Japan.
In Japan.
Have you never heard about this?
No, yeah. Never.
Same in China, too.
They work so much that don't they, like, only take... Some people will sleep on the ground on their way home because they can't make it because they're so tired.
Wow. Did you guys watch the movie Parasite?
Oh, yeah. Korea.
Was that Japanese, Korean? Or yeah, it was Korean.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Oh, that movie's amazing.
I know, but it was rough to watch because there's some of the conditions that you're talking about.
I couldn't watch it.
I loved it.
I didn't love it.
What'd you like about it?
Suspenseful. I didn't know it was going to happen, which is suspenseful, right? I just described suspenseful.
Thank you for describing that.
The story was really good. I liked all the shots. And I'm going to give it away, but I like the guy in the basement.
Right.
So,
have you ever seen Japanese game shows?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they're awesome.
YouTube those for a night.
Yeah, YouTube those for a couple nights.
We've watched those for like too many hours.
Have you seen the one like where it's like a bunch of these cardboard blocks?
Yeah.
Just stacked up and there's three big stacks of them. There's a guy sitting on each one and they do like a wrecking ball into the blocks.
Yeah. Well, every round.
But then people have to like stand on top of them.
Yeah.
Every round is a different thing. One's a wrecking ball. One, they bring out an entire football team and go tackle them. One of them is like a clown in a little go-kart. The other one is a professional soccer player kicking a soccer ball at them.
They're candy camera shows.
Is it like a choir or like a band? That comes through one.
Yeah.
It's so genius.
The best one I've ever seen, it was more of a candid camera kind of prank show.
Yeah.
And it was on like a mountain, a snowy mountain, like a ski mountain. And they had this building, which was like a spa.
Yeah.
And the guys are going there and they're just wearing a towel. It's like a sauna kind of spa. And you sit in this big recliner. And then the wall opens up and the recliner goes down the snowy mountain with them.
What? Why'd the door open up?
They have all this smoke coming out. It's smoke shoots out, and then the whole wall opens, and the recliner just starts tearing down the snowy mountain with them in their towel.
Did you say this was a prank show?
Yes. Oh, it's so good. There's another one where, my gosh, it's like called Slime Mountain or something. It's where they all have like these suits on.
Is this from another country?
Yeah,
Japan. That sounds familiar. Japan. Okay.
And they try and climb that tower with all that slime on it. Oh, yes,
I've seen that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, Japanese game shows are next level.
Yeah, they are. And they love to have one of them, I don't know if it's China or Japan, maybe both, love to have Americans on there. They like to laugh at the Americans.
Oh, really? What makes them laugh?
I don't know. I heard a whole NPR special where the guy was picked off the streets as an American to be on the show. Yeah. And then they just kind of had a whole thing about how they just love to pick Americans off the street to have them on their game shows. Mm. They just think they're so funny. Huh. I think our actions and whatever, you know, we're so different, right?
Yeah. Have you seen American Factory, that documentary?
Is it about cars?
It's about a glass company in Ohio.
No.
It's a company called Fuyao. They're like a
Chinese, in Ohio. Right.
They're a Chinese company, but they, in 2008, the GM plant that was there crashed. And
we saw part of this.
Yeah. And then they put up a glass company there and they basically tried to treat them like they're Chinese employees and like work them incredibly hard. Yeah. And they'll just like fire them for no reason because the Chinese employees in China work 12 hours a day and they never go see their family. They see their family two times a year.
Yeah.
One of their jobs is it's someone without gloves in the back of the factory picking out shards of glass in a big old pile, like a rock pile full of glass, just different colors because you get to like, you get more money based on the different color of recycled goods. It's crazy. That documentary was crazy.
You got a raccoon in your garage.
Shut the door.
They're back.
So I scuffled it away.
We gotta
turn.
You
see him?
We have to turn the siren on.
Do your
again.
Raccoon noise.
Oh yeah, I go yup 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 yup
to scare him.
But this time I go, get away, you little rat! And I ran after him.
Oh, I did. I did a new noise.
Be careful, because they could be rabid.
You did. Well, I hiss and they move.
Oh, we went.
We need to put the thing back on.
Yeah,
the little sound that you hate, but they stay away.
They
for
stay
a while.
Away.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Pippa knew. She didn't even see outside. She knew that it's out there.
She does.
How do they know that?
They're hearing that they could just hear and feel.
Wild.
Yeah, it's ultra hearing.
Yeah, dogs are.
It's crazy.
Dogs are. I was going to say superhuman, but
it's just insane.
Super dog. They've just got it.
They just can hear.
They're just super dogs.
Yeah. Were you going to say what happened
while
we were
camping? And we had a little raccoon issue. We were out of the campfire.
Right behind us.
And all of a sudden you hear a whatever. And it got some cheese somehow underneath the RV.
It was on the steps. No, yeah, it was on the steps.
And there's, sure enough, the little guy got some cheese scurried away. So everybody's looking for him. And, you know, Scott gets his camera light. There he is. There he goes. So there that night I had to relieve myself. So I went around to the back of the camper where it's totally pitch black. And
she's mine.
I had that little kind of, I heard this little something. So I was like, or something like
that's
that.
Yeah.
Make a little noise.
Yeah.
I kill you, raccoon.
I kill everybody.
You take my cheese, I kill you.
We had some interesting neighbors, too.
Oh, guys. Guys.
We heard about it.
I don't know how much we can say.
How'd you hear about it?
Jessica.
I didn't hear about it.
Well,
First off, I'm going to say camping is wonderful.
Oh, that was a beautiful
part. Let's just say
some
people go camping and they do marital relations.
They'll do it right out by the campfire. They'll get really close.
Okay, well.
Physical.
And there's like one of their kids is in a hammock, right? It's like, it's crazy. But camping is wonderful. And because we're in a place with no cell.
Yeah.
No phone. So we're just hanging with friends
around
the campfire for hours.
Fun. We hike twice a day.
It's just beautiful. Just wonderful. Yeah, like sure enough, some people that's what they're made for.
Yeah.
And they probably go every week. And this guy's one of those guys. He looks like a hardworking guy. He's like 6'5".
Dang.
He was totally
probably 240.
Taking care of everything.
He's the guy. I mean, he's always moving around, doing stuff, chopping wood.
Yeah,
and the kids were like different ages and they were all
like, you know kind of fiddling doing? Around with the camper and adjusting the balance of it. Just doing he lives for this stuff.
Just doing
great
stuff.
Dad. He's just a great dad.
Yeah,
But in the night, we're just kind of sitting talking. He's next over and he's jamming the tunes, you know, some Rolling Stones and good tunes.
Well, and jazz before that.
Some jazzy stuff. Then he kind of moves into more of a classic rock kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then the dancing came out.
Oh.
And it's just him around the fire. Just shaking it.
Yes.
And it's hilarious to see a guy that big who's a decent dancer. I mean,
he's like,
a lot of pelvic thrusting, he's just enjoying himself.
The hips are loose.
And his wife is in one of those, you know, she's got the big, you know, flannel shirt on and everything. Yeah. And
she's warm.
And laying on one of those anti-gravity chairs, you know, that's kind of reclinable.
Yeah.
Things.
They were having fun.
And he was just shaking it. He was putting on a little show.
Was he wearing clothing?
He was. Mm-hmm. But
he was wearing a muscle shirt.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And we're all just kind of bundled up, three layers, and he's in a muscle shirt over there.
Dancing.
So he probably had a few.
Yeah.
But it was quite entertaining.
People live for that, man.
Yeah.
They do.
Live for it.
So we're, you know.
You guys are campers now, huh?
Well,
I grew up camping, and Tim did not. And then, I think I talked about this
before. Yeah.
Then we got the tour bus, which was great. Mm-hmm. But now if we we're going to have to do it ourselves.
It's like camping in a house.
It is.
Yeah. It's like living in a house.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're enjoying it. I think you should rent.
I think you guys should rent because do you understand you're going to have to take out your own nasties?
Yep.
You're going to have to clean them on your own.
Yep.
And then after every trip, you're going to have to do your own laundry. You're going to have to clean that whole thing. If it breaks down, it's up to you to fix it. Just saying.
You don't think I can do that?
Are you up for that?
I don't think you want to do that.
No, I don't.
It's not that you can't.
No, it's not that I don't agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
That's what I'm thinking. Can I get something just as really simple and just, not as many moving parts, but those just aren't as cool.
Where would you park this?
That's another issue.
You can,
I don't know.
Well, Jennings parked theirs at a place and we could do the same. But yeah, there's options.
Man, I just feel like it's like having someone that has a boat. You want a friend that has a boat. You want a friend that has a pool. You want a friend that has a camper.
Well, that's what they say. Greatest day of your life is when you buy a boat. Second greatest day is when you sell the boat.
Yeah.
And that is very true.
Coming from someone that grew up around RVs and campers.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, yeah, your dad is a specialist.
He's a good old boy. It's a lot of work because you have to winterize it. And they're not built very sturdy.
Yeah.
You know, depending on what kind you're going to get.
Because it has to be light, you know, the lighter, because you have to pull it, so it's got to be light, so.
But they could just rent one from his place, yeah?
They could.
Yeah. That's what they take care of everything.
That's what I've been
saying. Would you guys go out with us one weekend?
Oh, yeah.
If you think they'd be up to it?
I'll have to think about it.
Well, Luke, you can come with
us. I'll go, yeah.
You and Caleb.
Why wouldn't you want to, Libby?
I don't love camping, but I do hate it.
So.
I don't love it, but
it's like a hate.
But here's the thing, Liv. If you like sitting.
No.
And eating snacks. And that's about all you do in camping, right?
Well, we hiked a lot.
Yeah, we hike. You hike? You like to hike?
The hiking was beautiful.
I don't. Do you like it because it's not clean?
I don't understand hiking in Missouri. Maybe like Conn State Park would be pretty because there's actual hikes. So maybe that's more fun.
But like, what do you mean you don't hike?
All the hiking I've been has been in Missouri. I don't know.
Mm. It's what?
Why am I just not in a house?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Like,
because you're among here.
Like, my friends, hiked in your backyard, or they camped in your backyard. Well, Babbler, or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe I'll just go and then I'll just sleep here at night, which I would do that. I would go and hang out, but I don't want to sleep there. You go to bed.
Are they intense,
cold.
Though?
But have you gone?
You wake up hot.
Have you campered?
A camper.
Have you campered before?
You smell like bonfire.
That's a good smell to me.
I usually leave feeling sick with a headache because I'd breathe in so much smoke.
And pollen. You get covered in pollen.
But you can shower
off. A tornado comes, you have no protection.
Okay.
There's so many bugs. You could get eaten by a bear.
But the campfire keeps the bugs away.
There's snakes.
There are snakes.
You want to share a house with a snake?
But there's such good snacks.
They don't come in the house.
There's such good. Everyone has snacks. No one's on their
snacks
phone.
Snacks in the house.
And then you
there's always one friend that has the super snacks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like someone made homemade cookies. I was like, you had time to pack for
camping
and make cookies.
You know what? Your sisters do cook great. Like here's, bring great
you,
things.
You want to go camping with my family because they are so prepared.
They're so prepared.
Like, yeah. Mom, I forgot my toothbrush. Of course, I have four more, and so do my sisters.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, legitimately, yeah, it's like...
The Skaggs were like true. That, too, but they've been camping
and then
for years.
I go, Mom, I literally forgot a blanket, a tent, and this. And they're like, oh, come sleep in our camper. We've already made a bed for you.
And, like, every day is, like, a baked good that they made.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what?
And then, like, I forgot soap. Well, I made this poultice out of leaves and
yes.
And then, flowers.
Well, camping for me is nice because with my family, because I wake up, and they've already like made breakfast for me.
Yeah.
You know, outside.
Yeah.
But if I went with Liv, it would not be fun. No. We would.
Setting Liv, if
we
you were with people who were prepared, you'd be okay.
The whole time.
You'd fight about what?
I would just be mad that I'm camping. Oh, and I'd just be in a bad mood.
And I would want to be like, come on, let's go.
And I'd be like, leave me alone. You know, I don't like when Luke pushes me to do things.
True.
Okay. You don't like being challenged.
No, but he does. He does challenge me. He does push me. I become a better person. Blah, 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 blah. But that doesn't mean I like it.
But
if it's the weekend, my precious weekend, why would I waste it on camping?
So I think the answer is no, babe.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. I forgot what we're talking about. You know what?
So here's the lesson. Luke, push her, but not too much. Just stop it after a certain.
Don't push her. I definitely have a breaking point, I think.
What do you mean?
I have a breaking point where it's like, you push me too far, bucko.
Yeah.
So are you saying that would happen when you're camping?
Yeah.
It's just like all the circumstances.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm loving the hiking that we have around here. And especially at Hahn Park, we went on 3 or 4 different hikes.
It was spectacular. It was beautiful.
Like being in college.
Have you been there?
I'm surprised that you like it so much.
It invigorated me.
You're in a camp. You're a phase man. 10 miles. Now. You're a phase man, and you're in the camping phase.
Yeah,
and that's a good phase.
When
to
you're
be in
it.
Yeah, he's wearing a flannel right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man,
I feel a little more rugged.
But I think you should rent. I'm on board with that still. Rent.
Yeah. It's gonna be a pain. You're gonna have to do so much upkeep. Ugh.
And all I do upkeep here.
And all that upkeep just to camp.
Yeah, I'm putting in curtain rods today and, you know, taking trash out. And
like every other human being in
flipping
America.
Laundry. So, I mean, it's life is a chore.
It's like a right? It's like a mini house that breaks
and making having, breakfast.
Having Jackson vacuum. Okay, I told Jackson, who we love. He's my son. But
he's my son.
I told him, okay, Jackson, you got to vacuum the whole basement. So I got on
That's
there.
That's a big
today.
Chore.
I go on it there is. Today.
You also have a trash vacuum, I will say.
I got
you have
a new one.
Oh, maybe it'd be fun then.
I got loves vacuuming.
I got the perfect vacuum for the downstairs. It's completely carpet. Jackson, okay, just
Reminds
vacuum the whole
the
thing. So I go down there today, and it doesn't look like, you know, when you see the nice lines?
Yeah.
I'm like, where are the lines? Did you vacuum? He goes, no, I just vacuumed where I saw stuff.
Oh, he did say that.
Oh.
There's just tracks and...
Because...
There's like one track that kind of goes...
Work smarter, not harder.
Well, it's... There's stuff.
It didn't look
there's
good.
Still...
I definitely live for the lines with the vacuum.
Yeah.
If I walk downstairs, I want
to
see...
Line.
It's like if someone cut your grass in a circle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm one of those guys. I just like the lines.
You're a line guy.
Because we used to have a carpet rake. It was called a carpet rake.
Oh, my gosh.
And we had shag carpet. And mom was like, rake the carpet. And it was actually a plastic rake that you rake.
What? I didn't know
And I'm guessing that's just for the lines. And just because it got all mangy, like a dog's hair.
Yeah.
It's just like, you just rake the carpet.
Interesting.
Yeah. I hate when things get mangy.
And,
So did you have them redo it?
No.
Why not?
Well.
Yeah, why not?
Once again,
That's the question. Why not?
Did you not want that confrontation?
No.
It just wasn't the battle you wanted today.
But
it's like, I don't know. Once again, it's like he's treat him like a grandkid. I think a little more.
Yeah, he's one of
like if it was you, Livy, I'd be like, get your butt down there.
That's true. Dad used to get real on to me about like the kitty litters.
But that's not gonna help him. That's gonna help him when he gets married.
He'd do,
hey, Livy, get down here.
And I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
Do the kitty litter.
It was so bad you couldn't see any litter.
I will say, that kitty litter in that house was bad.
It was.
Yeah.
Tony had some stomach problems.
Yeah, Tony had a lot of problems.
Well, kitty litter, you look at it, it looked fine, and then you clean it out, and it's just this, you know, layer of urine that had just dried up. It's horrible.
Yeah, it's bad.
And cat pee smells like it's,
yeah,
it's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to throw away clothes that get cat pee on them for sure.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Well, cats take care of themselves. Well, yeah, no, it's.
Yeah.
Cats will kill you.
Not really.
I don't, yeah.
Pretty rough cat pee. We have a friend who his room is just so like
they don't he does he sleeps in the living room now.
Yeah, he sleeps in the living room
because his kept carpet. A cat because in
he
there
knows,
too.
Doesn't want to confront his cat.
No, he yeah, basically. Yeah. No, his cat is his room is stricken. It needs to be removed from the home.
Yeah, that room needs to just be blown up.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah,
it's
why
bad.
Does that linger in other. Like if you had a guinea pig.
And human pee doesn't.
Oh, guinea
and
pigs are horrible.
Human and even the dogs.
Yeah, well, we had a guy who lived next to us in the dorm in college. He had a ferret.
Oh, they stink though.
Oh,
they're different.
That's nasty.
It was very
like
ferrety.
Cats. They must be like a cat family.
Yeah.
I don't know if they are.
Not good. Saying. Too many oils on those beasts.
Ooze.
Yeah, I'm just not a big animal guy. I think I don't like them that much. I think that they smelly.
Did you have animals growing up?
Nine. Three horses, three cats, three dogs.
Oh, I thought you were being German.
Nine. All kinds of animals.
And you didn't like them?
Nope.
Why not?
They're just too much work. You just have to, every day after church, because we go every day, right?
Every day after church?
Yeah. No. It's just after church. We'd be like, can I go to my friend's house? No, I got to let the dogs out.
Oh,
and
so
then,
it's an
and
anchor.
Then it's 8 a.m. in the winter and the hose isn't working. Go get the buckets, Luke, and go feed the horses in the snow.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You had horses.
Yeah, big horse guy. He used to show horses, right? Yeah. Wild.
Here they are.
A riding cowboy.
Yeah, well, I was a youngin'. Wow. And then we had cats.
Did you this luck? Did that luck?
Let's go. Walk.
This episode of the Tim Hawkins Podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. You know, it's really interesting and life-changing when you learn something about yourself. I always thought of myself as a nice person, friendly, you know, but I gotta admit, I was a little judgy. If somebody had a little quirk or something I didn't quite gel with, I would pull back a little bit, not pursue the relationship. Of course, I've got quite a few quirks myself, but when I learned to stop pulling away and press in a little more with people, I'm at a point where I have some of the coolest and closest friendships and relationships I've ever had. You know, therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and understanding because sometimes we don't know what we want or why we react the way we do until we, you know, talk through things. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. It's simple. Fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. And that's awesome. So discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Hawkins today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Hawkins.
We watched the Westminster Dog Show this weekend.
Yeah.
In Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
That makes you want to get a dog.
Yeah.
There's so many cool dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, Liv wants to get a dog. And then I gave her kind of like she gave you the camper spiel. I gave her the dog spiel, the spiel.
Yeah.
I was like, you're going to get a dog and you're going to like it. Then it's going to poop on the floor and you're going to leave it there. And then I'm going to have to clean it. And then it's going to poop all in the yard. And you've never cleaned poop in the yard because your dogs just poop in your house. They don't poop outside, right?
I think when people get married, that's what the priest should say or the minister should say. All right, you're going to marry this guy. There's going to be a lot of poop. There's going to be a lot of smells. You're going to have to clean up after him. About a year. It's going to be good.
Give it a year.
Yeah, there's definitely some adjustments.
Then you're going to want to go out of town for a couple of days. Like, what do we do with Luke? You have to call friends. Can you watch Luke? Can somebody feed Luke? I don't know.
If anything, that'd be me, I feel like. Luke having to make sure that I'm eating.
That you're being taken care of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he goes out of town.
Well, now you can just like have like with Fitbits, you can tell like your partner, like how they're doing their heart rate and everything now.
You can
just
tell your partners phone. Too.
Oh, yeah.
How are they doing? Well, their vitals look good.
Wait, you can do your partners as well?
No, can't sure. you do sure, like yeah. even with the Apple Watch? Where yeah, you can like, share if you hit your rings,
activity.
Yeah. Like
weird.
It shares with your friends mm-hmm. that you did.
Yeah.
So.
Because that's how narcissistic you guys are.
Yeah.
Why is that narcissistic?
Everybody needs to know.
They want to take care of each other.
I hit my activity.
I don't know. We're all
Does
narcissistic.
Everybody know that?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, when you do it on your watch, the world knows this?
No, it's just no, for
just
funsies.
The people that you
it's
share
just your
friends.
With. Oh, with your friends.
Just to be like, we hit
It sounds
goals.
Like you're trying to take yeah. care of each other.
Hey, guys. Yeah. We had all five Seems meals like and we drank 8 gallons of water.
Yeah.
So we're fun. Fully hydrated. Just wanted you guys to know.
I mean, we're adults. What else do we have to look forward to, you know? Something's got to get us through the day.
Wow. This is a depressing
Such
show.
Such a motivating show.
Wow.
Why would you go outside and just stay home?
I'm not going to listen to this show.
Ow. People listen to us. Man, maybe life doesn't have any meaning.
Golly.
These guys are right. They made a lot of good points about life being useless and meaningless.
Like, okay.
I'm going to quit my job. Stay here in my parents' basement.
Oh, man. I'm just being honest, you know?
Oh, Levi has a new song.
Just now. Being honest.
I'm just being honest. So.
If I'm being
I love my
honest.
Life, though.
Sounds like it.
You sound enthralled by life.
This is you loving your life.
Ooh, yeah. I don't know. But life is hard, you know? You get it. You all get it. I don't have to explain that to you guys.
Did you have a bad week?
I did have a bad week, yeah.
You did. I'm sorry.
Oh, my week sucked. But what it was happened? Not that bad.
Like work-wise or something else?
Just work and life. You get it.
You just need some motivation.
I guess no one gets it, but that's fine.
We get it when it happens.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
not happening right now, so.
Well, that's good.
We're out of tune.
Well, good for you.
Well, for today. I mean, this week.
Good for you.
Yeah, sometimes you just have, you know, you have lulls.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's a lull.
There's lulls.
You got your highs lulls. And your lulls.
Yeah. But you know what? I think as long as, if you're going through a lull, just don't bring your friends down with you.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
If you're going through a lull. Just be funny about it.
Keep it to yourself.
And yeah, just like, make fun
You know what
of
I do when I'm going through like, a lull?
Yeah, life is horrible yeah. right now.
When I'm going through a lull, I just fake it.
Yeah.
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 Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, because why be vulnerable when you can appear strong?
Yeah. I think that's good.
So. Yeah, I'm going to back up to the hardship thing. Here's what my friend had one day. People traveled across mountains and wagons, and I have drink water on my to-do list.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
So that's where we're at.
Yeah,
America.
It's good
in
perspective.
America.
See, like sometimes I'll be having a bad day and then I'm like, at least I'm not in a coal mine right now getting squished by the earth.
The big old pickaxe in the dark.
Yeah at least yeah. you're not
sweat all over your face.
Yeah.
Inhaling,
getting
whatever.
Saved by the bell. At least you didn't get buried alive.
Yeah.
That's right.
My bad days are that's like, good. Oh, yeah. I ate too much food. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But my bad days are like, oh, that Netflix show. I just this is the last episode.
It's
now
over.
It's over. Now yeah. I'm. Now what?
Yeah. Yeah. Now what do I?
Why
do?
Why am I here?
Miserable
this
life.
Is so sad.
Then you text your friends. You got a good show? Is there anything you're watching?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I heard The Wire is pretty good. The Wire. I'm not watching that.
What's The Wire? Is that
everybody
a real
says
one?
The Wire? I don't know. Some
is that
cop
a real
show.
One?
Oh. Yeah. I ain't watching
I
The Wire.
I haven't watched anything new in a while.
We have been watching this Indian wedding show.
Oh, yeah, matchmaking.
Matchmaking in India.
I love it.
It's
love
really
Indian
great.
Weddings, though. Yeah. I mean, they're so beautiful.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
So it's this like matchmaker, this Indian matchmaker lady.
Everybody's so nice.
She's so sweet. Her name's Auntie something. Auntie
Sumi?
Semite, what is it?
Sumi. Yep. S-U-M-Y? I? Sumi.
Auntie Sumi.
I was going to say it, but you said it
You said
first.
It first.
But here's the thing that's interesting, though, about any dating show, and when they go on these dates,
yeah,
really a lot of them, it's like an interview.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What should a first date to get away from that? What are...
One guy was cute, though. He's like, I guess I'm just going to interview you because I'm just going to go over
so
the list.
So tell me about yourself. It's just a total interview.
Yeah,
It is.
That's okay.
The thing is, too, it's like, it's probably just like an interview where it's like 80% is a lie of what you respond with.
Yeah, I think to get away, you do.
Unless you're Luke, who's very good at interviews.
First time date, if I would go back,
ours
I would
was
do,
technically an interview.
I would do an event. I would do a sporting event, like going to a baseball game, because there's something to do. It's not
right
one-on-one where it's like, if this person doesn't talk, then right. this is going to be
eating
horrible.
Eating a salad across from somebody.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, we went to coffee, and so you had to talk.
Right.
Or it was weird.
What was our first date?
You really want to talk about that?
No, I don't know.
What?
when did you first take me on a date? What did we do?
We went bar hopping.
No.
Are you buying time right now to remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We probably went to a movie.
I don't know.
Well, that first date we actually went on, because that was like, I don't know. It's coffee. I don't know if it's a date always. I don't know if coffee's always a date.
It's an interview.
It's an interview.
The first
real date we went on mm-hmm. was fun. We went to the art museum and history museum, and then we went to Shake Shack.
What'd you guys do? You just look at pictures?
We're just museum
hey,
hoppers.
Luke, look at this Monet over here. Great.
No, we just make fun of paintings.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's good. We're make fun of art people because we don't get it.
Because it's stupid.
We don't
that's a great date.
Yeah.
It was fun.
And then you walk
And then
around.
We went to the history museum and we're like, this is so boring.
I'm so bored. Why, why did I come to a museum to read?
But then they had that little play.
They had a cute play and that was fun.
In the
fun.
Museum?
Yeah, it was pretty cute.
That was cool.
So, and then there was like a baseball exhibit and that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So we just watched baseball and then we left.
We did.
So yeah.
Was it one car?
Two cars.
Two cars.
You took two cars. Okay.
Oh, yeah. We got to keep it classy.
Mm-hmm. Leave room for the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, you mean you didn't come pick her up and honk?
Of course we did. Mm-hmm.
Get out of here. Honk, honk.
Oh, I would come inside. I would knock on the door kind of guy.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Hawkins. My name's Luke Grass.
You met Luke like probably
we weren't even
four
dating.
Days after we started.
Like, really?
Didn't we all go to
REI and then Frontneck?
Yeah.
And then Neiman Marcus.
So it was like a couple days after Christmas.
Yeah.
Or the day after.
It was fun.
And you crashed our family. I'm just kidding.
Then we went to the Kellys.
Ritual that we do.
Pool.
For New Year's. Was that New Year's?
I didn't go to that.
Yes, you did.
The nail thing?
No. The pool.
I went to the Kellys.
Yes, that's what she said.
Yeah.
I did indeed.
The rest is history.
And now I'm here.
So here when did you guys think?
Four couples got married from that New Year's Eve party that night.
Yeah, we all FYI. Had like a little prayer meeting.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. We all circled up and we held hands. And we
the sparks began.
Dear Lord, just pray that we can wait and save ourselves for each other.
We all gave each other promise rings. Mm-hmm. And this was 4 days into our relationship.
I promise I will have sex with you when we're married. That's a promise.
Yeah. Well. So yeah,
it's
is
like,
crazy.
Honey, I promise.
Okay, that's enough.
Gosh.
That's enough.
Honey,
stop.
You gotta fulfill the promises.
No.
Come on, it's time.
I'm gonna leave.
Honey, come on, it's biblical. All
right. You have to yell at the person?
God made it. Why are we running from it?
Okay, Libby.
Yes, Mom.
Make it a different topic.
Oh, okay.
I was going to ask you guys, when do you guys know? Okay, this is probably going to be.
Well, she knew after the first coffee
lifetime
date.
Thing.
Because she was late to church and I was like, where were you? And she's like, I was. And she couldn't barely talk.
No, I didn't know.
You're pretty giddy.
You know what did happen? I forgot. I always forget about this part. Is we went to coffee on the 23rd.
Yep.
Then we went to Frontenac on the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
28th, we went to the pool party.
Yep.
And then
I
went out of town.
Yes.
And I was like, it sounds disgusting to say, but it's a good idea. I was like, you know what? We should, because I was going to like a Jesus conference.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, we should just like not talk. And I'm just going to like pray, and like see what God is saying. Which is a good thing, but it just sounds gross to say. So that's what we did. And then after I was like, I think we're good to go.
Perfect.
Yeah. So.
And did you pray too while she was gone?
I said a few.
But see, few. The thing is, it's different for the girl because the guy has already kind of like thought, okay, he's thought over a few things. He's seen the girl and he's like, I'm going to ask her to go on a date. And then when you ask her, it's like sometimes the first time she's knowing like, oh, okay, this guy wants to take me on a date. So now she has to have time to process.
I was dating someone else.
Because they were processed prior.
True. I think I kind of remember our first date, honey. we were at that, I would call it a date. We're on that summer camp and I got the bloody nose. And so I wanted to need to go into town, but still.
Okay, go ahead.
We left and then we ended up playing putt-putt.
Aww.
You had this cute little outfit on. Oh, I just had so much fun.
That's
oh, so you
cute.
Did like me way before we like dated.
I'm just like, it was so fun. You're so cool and just cute and fun and just had the big old hair. Big old
hair.
Mane. I'm just like, this is great. Oh, I'm like, I really feel warm.
But then inside. You didn't do anything about it for a year and a half after
Well,
that.
Because I knew I was an idiot.
You had to pray.
I was a complete bozo. I had no clue when it came to women. I really didn't.
Mm.
Cute.
And you taught me how to love. And to be loving. And I was like, yeah, I took my time.
That's sweet.
I was like, I really dig this girl.
Oh, I remember something
so
funny.
Yeah.
Let me think. We were supposed to go. I kind of led the singles group and the youth group. So mm-hmm. people met at my house for Bible studies and stuff. So I called all the people around to go to a movie. It was ended up being Dead Poet Society,
which is an uplifter. It's an uplifting movie.
And you were the only one that showed up.
It's like if Livy's Week was a movie, that's the movie it was.
Yeah, there you go. And you were the only one that showed up. And so it was just you and I. Aww. And which you thought I was trying to ask you in a day, but I definitely wasn't because I call all the people like every week for stuff.
You had
Nobody showed up.
Well, it's like people come after work and it was always something because it was a big group of us that always hung out. And it was like, maybe 4, maybe 10, sometimes 15 of us would show up for something, but it was always like on the fly.
Yeah.
And so this was for that. And it was just you and I, I didn't know you very well. So anyway,
you're in the Honda Civic.
Yep. And then you came over to my house like a few weeks later and we played golf. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And then we were out swimming out in the lake and I thought this was so funny that he said this to me. He goes, look, I've decided I'm not kissing any more girls until it's the girl I want to marry. And I was like, okay. I think I was dating somebody.
I said, I could kiss you right now.
And that's basically, and I was like, okay.
But
I'm
it was
good.
Really, man, it's what it means. What I was, it's like,
it was funny
I
respect from my perspective.
You. I respect you. And I just like,
that's what Luke said to me.
You know.
But then he did not kiss me till 2 years later.
Wow. Dang.
Well, I was dating other people.
It's like when we're married, all bets are off.
Then I fixed you up with a friend. So he dated my friend for a while.
Mm-hmm.
For about
Saucy.
4 months.
Spicy.
Yeah, so she was farming me off the different.
Yeah. You liked her. You liked her.
I did.
Anyway.
She
there was a lot of stuff that went on.
Mm-hmm. So Heather was pimping me out for about a year.
She was getting reports back.
That would I literally go on dates with somebody and they would drop me off at your house like for your mom's birthday or your birthday or.
Oh, cute.
So it was funny.
Dang.
Pretty
so
cute.
So we were pretty close friends. You, me, and Scott. That's what we went camping with this week.
What were you doing?
We were just with Will. So
yeah, we were hanging out with Will.
Yeah.
Will and I in the past 3 days have played 45 holes of golf.
Wow.
Hey, look at you.
So we played 27 on Saturday, 18 or 9 last night, beautiful. 9 tonight. So beautiful.
It's so funny having life 360, especially when you're out of town. I have to check on Jackson. Yeah, I just want to make sure he's good. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, what in the world is he doing? Why is he taking all these short trips everywhere? Like, what does he think he's made of money with all the gas? Just like, oh, I'm going to go over here and I'm going to go over there. But that's because every step he's taking on the golf course shows up on my life 360.
Weird.
Oh, yeah.
And it kind of dings too and lets me know. I'm like, what? Wait, what?
He's in the fairway, the fourth
and
hole.
And then by the fourth run. By the fourth time it pops up, you go, oh, okay. He's either disc golfing or golfing.
Interesting.
That's so weird.
That is weird.
It's funny when she knows how fast he's driving. So, Jack, why are you driving 78 on the highway right now?
I go,
I didn't even know.
I go, just keep it under 65 if it's 60.
That's crazy that you're able to even track that.
I know.
That is wild.
Here we are, it'll be our 30th anniversary.
Whoa.
Yeah. June what are we 5th. Doing? What have you planned special?
Well, we're going to Israel.
No.
Really?
In October.
What?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Dude, we'll be
going
in,
to the motherland.
Europe in October.
Yeah.
Oh, what That's part?
Fun. We will be in Italy.
What part?
Rome and Sorrento. And
are you going to go to the hotel?
I'm going to message one of the cousins, I think.
And so my other cousin.
Hey, I'd love to meet you.
My other California cousin, Linda, whatever. I'll tell you later. But anyway, She will also be in Italy, in Sorrento, in October.
You're going to see the godmother?
And she's going to get citizenship because...
Really?
My grandma was married to before she has her birth certificate. She was going to give us my grandma's birth certificate, but Italy will not honor it if it's a woman.
Yes.
Only if it's a man.
Right, as they should, Luke.
Right,
Luke.
Correct.
They know what they're doing there.
Mr. Q, Lou.
We don't need any proof that the women were married.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Luke and I just celebrated 4 years.
4 years.
4 years. That's good.
Oh. Yep.
The hotel. That's my favorite one. I know you guys don't like
we
it.
We know. It's been there for like 3 years.
Okay. Sorry.
So. What's that from, even? The hotel.
It just that went just
does things funny sometimes.
I used to like really hyper edit the show.
You did?
I did. Mm-hmm. Just cut out blank spots.
I gotta go to Starbucks.
I gotta go to Starbucks and edit.
That's cute.
And I would edit the show down. And
it's a cool Starbucks.
But it took a long time. I was like, let's just roll with it.
Yeah.
But I thought you asked the guys that do this to edit it, but then, whatever.
Yeah, only when dad says bad things.
Yeah. You gonna play it?
I'm gonna play it. Tim sent me a video, so we're gonna play it.
Is this like a love song? I can't remember.
I don't know.
It's a love song.
Heather sent me this. I thought it was funny.
It literally will not play. It's sending me to Facebook.
Do you want me to play over here?
Well,
sure.
It's up. See? Should I play it on here like you do or do it the way you do it?
You just hold up to the
mic. Should I do that?
Yeah, hold up to the mic.
Is the volume turned up?
Yeah, I'll turn it up, but I just didn't know yet.
Day, let me be the sky for your clouds. Let me be the pool for your waterfall. Let me be the verb for your nouns. Let me be the shore for your crashing waves. Let me be the bricks in your wall. Let me be the soil where your garden grows. Let me be the one. Let me be the one. Let me be the one you truly love.
Is that real?
What's going
on? Yeah.
What is
going on?
Let me do the sky for your clouds.
Wait, is it like a love song?
Yeah.
I guess so. He's on one knee and he's like, then he's on both knees.
I guess I would say yes.
You would say yes?
I would say yes.
To that guy?
I'd say yes to that.
Well, Liv literally got, here's how our week went. Liv got a message from an Instagram person saying that he wants
that to. Actually was the start of my bad week.
Yeah, it was. She got a message from this guy who's like, I want to be your sugar daddy. $5,000 a month.
A week.
A week. And she messaged me and goes, you got to pack your things, Luke. And then for the next, do you care if I say?
I don't care what you say.
And then in the next 3 days, she's like, I just can't believe you don't give me money like that. She's like, I just need to spend more money.
I know. I'm like, I'm just a little mad because my budget has remained the same and I've like almost tripled my income and it's just not fair.
Well.
But I get it.
Put on a sumo outfit.
But sometimes I just want to throw a fit. Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes
sure.
I just want to be rude and mean.
She's like scrunching
on.
Your shoulders are all up by your ears.
Like, I'll restore back to my gratefulness. But right now I'm just like,
But you know, it's for a greater goal. Is it?
Money, please.
Oh, it's for, I have, a very greater goal.
Yeah, Luke has a freaking goal, whatever. But what happens if you die tomorrow, Luke? Then what?
You'll have a had a great life.
You'll have a great nest.
You want to hear my plan?
Yeah. That was the plan.
Well, also everything now is so expensive.
We're going to Europe in October.
Yeah, we're going to Europe in October.
I'll realize that. Just give me like one more day.
We just went to Alabama.
I just need to throw my little fit. I'll get
just in Alabama.
Just in Alabama, we're going to Europe.
I know.
Nice,
but everything, literally groceries have tripled.
I know.
They have tripled.
I'm so annoyed.
And then when you eat out, it's like
all fast.
The new, like $20 is now $100.
Days.
$100 is new $20. Everything costs $100.
Yep.
Like everything.
Yeah. I know.
You cannot buy a pair of shoes under $100.
So crazy. Yep.
It's just.
We used to go as a family, the four of us, go over to the Bonanza. Get a big old dinner with a salad bar, all you can eat, $18.
Yeah. For four.
And really? All you can drink, $18. Now I still remember that.
Wow. Now you're paying $18 for a Chipotle bowl.
Yeah.
Chipotle bowl is $18.
Wow, guacamole's so like $4.
Yeah. Everything. That's terrible. Everything's $4,
$5. Yeah. Well, it's that
I get it.
War
get
in
it.
Ukraine. Come on.
Is it? Is that what it is?
No. Oh. That's what the people say.
Right. Right, right.
The people in charge.
So anyways, all I want, if anyone out there wants to be my sugar daddy.
If anyone wants to send her 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,000
who's the guy that already wants to be?
Email me at...
Whoa. Isn't this already going down? Isn't there an Instagram guy already doing
this? True, I could just message him back.
Yeah, he'd be like, send me your bank account information. I will forward you and your social security number.
I'll be your sugar daddy. For a $500 deposit, I will be your sugar daddy.
Also, can you pay me in gift cards?
I mean, granted, he has no posts, no followers, so...
It's a red flag.
I'm a reverse sugar daddy.
I take money from you.
Do you have a dowry or something, or...
You know,
are your parents rich? People crazy.
Yeah, crazy. Maybe one day I'll get a real one though.
Maybe one day one will mess.
And still have Luke as a husband, but just have a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
It just gives you money.
Yeah, we just like go out to eat like once a month or something. And he's like, here's $5,000.
No, I legit had this happen to me when I lived in
Olivia lives in a fairy world.
No, when I lived in Germany, I legit had this guy, he was from another country. Say, if you will go out on a date with me, I will give you my Mercedes. And I was married.
And you said yes.
And
one question, is he still alive?
See, now this is what the
and
other guy
do you
guy
remember
said.
His name?
And that guy goes, can't you just go on one date with him? Just one date.
Your
and
husband?
And he goes, and I'll be in the trunk. And then we'll take the Mercedes.
That's actually a genius idea.
I was like, no, I'm good. Thanks for being a protector.
Man, Dad, Mom's ex was way smarter than you.
But it was really
Honey,
wild.
I would farm you out in a heartbeat if somebody said.
Those are mean.
No.
All boys are mean.
Yeah.
For money.
All boys are mean with money.
With money, I would agree with that, actually. I think that's a pretty across-the-board statement.
That's fine.
That applies.
Yeah. Across the lovers board. Of money.
Hmm? No, we're not lovers of money.
No, we don't love money. We just love keeping it.
Yeah, keeping on it.
We just love hanging on to it.
See, I'm grateful that Luke is so good with money. It's actually great. But sometimes, you know, I just want to throw a little fit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wish that I could spend more money, but I can't. So sometimes my only way to process it is to be like, you're horrible. You know, but he's not. He's great. So, yeah. How you doing, Luke? You hanging in there?
I'm here. I'm here for the long run. I knew what I signed up for.
This abuse.
Yeah.
This partial emotional abuse.
Yeah, maybe it is. Isn't
it? Because men love that when they feel like they're just not quite enough. That's the best thing about being a man.
Well, women don't like it either. So,
well, women like to be taken care of. So,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Full circle.
I will give you $5,000 for a week. I will take out a loan. I will live in the street.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I know.
So you kick yourself out just to let her.
See, you don't even. More. The secret is you don't even have to do that. You just have to say that. And then I'm like, wow, you're so nice.
Yeah, it's true.
That's so precious.
But then when they don't follow through, then you're like,
but you said that you would move out.
That you would move out.
You said you'd move out so I could have $5,000.
Well, Liv, the interest rates are pretty high. I can't get a loan right now.
I'll get back with you.
No, it's good. You ever just get in a shopping mood? You just want to shop?
Oh, heck yeah.
Shop till you drop.
Shop till you drop.
Yeah. I mean, it happens for Dad and I like maybe twice a year on the on that.
We need to have a shoe day. We haven't had a shoe day in a while.
I was thinking of
don't
a different
say
day.
Don't say that unless you mean it.
Yeah, don't say that unless you mean it.
I did it last time, didn't I?
Yeah, but wait. There was a different day we were going to have. And I can't remember
it is one
was.
For two. There was a second one brought up. And
I know
then
what it was.
Didn't get it.
It was watches.
Well, because you guys are playing volleyball or some crap. You guys are being active.
Yeah,
it's like, come on, just let me be your dad and buy you something. Let me show you my love, how I love you guys.
And they have to go play something.
You guys had to go outside and
how dare you
play the sand.
We could do badminton when we go camping too.
Badminton is fun.
I'm
I do
just,
like badminton.
Yeah.
But also it's not.
I don't.
And it is.
I don't think I like badminton.
And Luke, you can't play then.
It's badminton.
It's badmintons.
Yeah.
Kittens, so. They lost their mittens.
Man, late night podcast.
Podcast.
Do you remember? Do you remember how Holland said it that one time? Pom pom on your podcast.
Oh,
your he's podcast. Really cute.
Oh, I can't get that out of my mind. I don't know why. So it's the cutest thing.
In the background, just, hi, honey. Hi, honey. Honey.
It's just the cutest thing in the whole world.
Yeah, they are cute.
Just
so what's up, guys?
Thing. What's up? Are you pregnant?
5 years.
You're waiting 5 years?
No, to have
five more
marital,
or
another relations.
Year. Yeah. That's biblical.
Consummate abstinence.
That's biblical, boy.
Sure.
Yeah, we say that all the time, and people are starting to hate it. They're like,
say what?
Stop saying that.
We're
saying
young.
5 years?
How old were you when you got married?
Yeah. 25.
Yeah. I'm
See,
25
I'm not
right
even
now.
25 yet.
And how old were you when you had Spencer?
28.
Yeah, there you go.
So. See?
There you go.
Gotcha.
It was different back then.
Checkmate.
Come on, guys. It was different back then.
I don't know. A lot of people had them young back then.
28's a new 25. Don't you know that?
I didn't know that.
Just think how cute your little baby will be.
It will be cute.
We'll have really ugly 8 to 12 year olds, though.
A little grass girl. Just dad.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
They'll be porky.
They'll be porky. Like into track or cross country or something.
Oh, I hope not.
No,
why?
I do.
It's
I want
so
a little,
fun.
I want a little porky baby.
Yeah, you get a little porky baby.
No, baby.
We'll definitely have a porky baby.
I still think, I think you should be chubby from 8 to 12. It builds that.
It's so good for you.
It builds that body dysmorphia, a little character, you know, a little hard on yourself.
If you don't have character.
Yeah, it's great. And then you grow up to have terrible body dysmorphia.
Exactly. And every time you look in the mirror, you feel like you're 45 pounds heavier than you actually are.
Yep. Yeah.
That's good. Well, that's good to have a good, unhealthy outlook
really,
on yourself.
Very in life.
That always works out.
You should become a psychologist.
I am a psychologist.
Or maybe not.
Talking to your psychologist. Have you thought about gaining 20 pounds?
Just so you hate yourself.
It's a fun trip. Give
really
it a shot.
Good idea.
Yeah. Let's get
Super
together
helpful.
in a couple of months and just tell me how it's going.
Yeah.
I've got here's some addresses for some, restaurants, some IHOP. Go get you some pancakes.
Wouldn't you just send them gift baskets of food?
I guess. Yeah. They'll eat it.
Yeah.
Jackson's doing a good job bulking the healthy way. And I asked him if his friends were bulking. And he said, yeah, they're eating Pop-Tarts only. Yeah.
Jackson gets to eat like 4,500 calories a day.
It's hard to eat that
much. Yeah, he's having a hard time by the fourth week. He's like, I don't want to eat
it. It's not fun.
He's like, can't
bulking?
Wait to shred.
No, it's not. It's fun for like a week. And then you realize, I don't like this. Your body's not meant to eat that much food.
Yeah.
Well, how'd the sumo guys do it?
They eat 12,000 calories a day.
Yeah.
Gross.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's too many.
Who came up with the sumo idea?
All right.
Japan.
The Japanese.
No. I mean, it doesn't matter where they're from. Like, what made that idea come into life?
I don't know. What made that idea blossom?
There you go. Good word.
What made it blossom?
Into life.
Usually boredom, probably.
Yeah.
Tornado.
Hey, let's nothing to do. It's Japan. It's all big rock. So let's get those two chubby guys to bash into each other. That'd
I mean,
be fun.
Like you think of like the Colosseum. We've talked about.
Oh,
this.
I know. Actually, it was it originated in ancient times as a performance to entertain the Shinto deities.
Oh, so it's an entertainment.
And it used to be way more murdery.
Oh.
Like gladiator style.
So it is like the Colosseum.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You're right,
and it's like real old, like BC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Colosseum got the idea from them.
So it's really pretty much all sports are just to entertain the Caesar or the
to
king
death.
Or something.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm bald.
Yeah, probably.
You two.
They
kill each other.
Yeah, so
that
weird.
Was hilarious. They're both dead.
I mean, was there a famine
Wasn't
going on?
Wasn't that great?
Was there a famine going on or something?
Feed me some grapes.
Yeah. I think I want to watch people fight till they die.
Bread and circuses.
I mean, yeah, people freaking
kill two birds with one stone.
I mean,
forever have
and
done
it's entertainment.
That.
Colosseum, jousting,
yeah,
sumo wrestling. Now, I mean, UFC is like they beat the snot out of each other.
Sometimes they die.
Do they?
People go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff.
Died. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand it, but.
Yeah, but it's usually just
humans be crazy.
A bored dictator.
Yeah.
Like, well, there's no wars going on. Let's create one.
Yeah.
Let's have war right here in the living room.
Well, that goes back to your theory even nowadays that there's no dragon.
Well, then there's the court jester. Like, you make them laugh, you don't, you die.
Yeah. I mean, in a way, do you feel like as a comedian, if you don't make your crowd laugh, you die?
I think there's that fear in you, that where that fear comes from. Someone's going to kill me.
Yeah.
If I don't do well.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh.
So.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that at your job?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Someone's going to kill some if I don't do well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Libby?
Uh-huh.
Most jobs, like, I feel like if you're not questioning if you're going to get fired.
Right? I mean,
like,
killed.
If you're performing. It's just, killed, murdered. I don't know.
Maybe emotionally, you know.
They had one of the NBA team, the Bucks. They lost.
Oh, yeah.
They're like the top seed, but they lost.
Yeah.
And they're asking, they're interviewing the guy, the good
Giannis.
Antetokounmpo. He's like 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
And they're like, the guy was like, do you look at this year as like a failure? He's like, come on, man. He goes, you know, if you work at your job, he talks kind of like this.
He's
if you work at your job and you don't get to raise that year, was that a failure? You know, is that a failure? What kind of question is that?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, they just didn't win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big failure now.
So just enjoy what you do.
Right.
Enjoy the journey.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I always say. But anyway, we learned AI today.
Wow.
You learned all of
it? Yeah, we're learning how to use AI.
ChatGPT?
Yes. ChatGPT
4. What did you use it for?
Yeah.
We're just, our buddy was walking us through
it. We're making a Hallmark
showing
movie.
Us how to do prompts. We're trying to, do a movie script about a homeschooler, ex-musician.
It was good because
sci-fi. We through this crazy stuff. It's a sci-fi movie, like with.
Dang.
But I'm noticing because I was doing my own after that, and I was like, it's very dry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because we said do it factual. In a Hallmark way, like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, but, it's not great for scripts.
But. Yeah, but it could be. He did say the more you prompt it over time, and if you start to get a rhythm, it will start to pick up on that instead of being so basic.
You can work. You can work with it. It'll learn. And it's very sensitive to the prompts that you give it. Like you have to be incredibly like how you would describe a scene.
Yeah.
Right. You'd have to explain it to the
character
AI.
Development and all that. Yes. And it was cool. He had they have images where you could do I was like, we'll do a picture of little Timmy Heipkins.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it'll do a graphic of what it looks
really?
Like
Did it make
that
it?
Character. Well, he was.
He said it was
his trial
for free,
period was over, but you can do all music
and
stuff.
He's like, I don't want to pay for it though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I use it every day. ChatGPT at my
you do?
Job.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, at your job. Okay,
everything.
Cool.
I'm like, write this email in a more professional way. And then I thought, or I'll just be like, hey, I have a bunch of these thoughts, organize them, bold them out.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So really it's just figuring out different applications for it and learning how to ask the right questions.
It's like having a secretary.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's paralegal.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So let's all learn that.
I'm sure it could be kind of a actually like lawyer, couldn't it?
That's what we were saying. Like lawyers have paralegals and they just say, and nowadays, like my friend, her paralegals lives in another state. So everything's through emails and Zoom calls. And it's kind of like the same sort of deal.
That's interesting.
Yeah. The personal assistant thing is probably going to die. Sorry. It's
but
hard.
Like, AI can't go get you coffee.
Not that. I'm saying like a
except
secretary,
you could have your personal note assistant.
Taker.
But you could have your personal assistant do the AI for
That's
you.
True.
We could find you sugar daddy. Hey AI.
Yeah.
How do I find the right sugar daddy?
Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah, you asked him something like that today and it gave you lots of ideas. Oh, how to
how do I deal with a crooked realtor? How do I get even with a crooked realtor?
Did you have a bad realtor?
Well, it's just somebody, the guy,
us.
It's like they set the bar. Oh, this is what it is.
But
we're going to do these, what they call them, the
escalation
clause, where you put money if you want to like bid.
So you
somebody
get the
bids
highest
more
bid.
Than you can, well, it's automatically.
Okay, we're not going to take escalation. Even though she said, do you prompt? Is that how you're going? Is this how it's going down? Yes.
Then he changed it. He just took the first bid that was the highest and done.
Mm. But he's like, it was way more than everybody. Yeah. So we're like, okay, we'll see.
Yeah, I don't like to lose.
Anyway.
Don't like to lose.
Well,
but pray about that because it could.
All right, let's all meditate our way out of this part.
Yeah, it's late.
Pondcast.
Do you have any meditation music?
Are you doing all that with your mouth?
All right, everyone, go ahead and breathe in. And breathe out those bad vibes. All right, now I want you to bring attention to that thing in your life that's just really bothering you. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it's your dumb dog who keeps peeing on your new carpet. Maybe it's your cat who also keeps peeing on that new carpet. But you're a little bit more mad at her than you are at the dog, because her pee smells a lot worse. Breathe out. Now go ahead and breathe in. Peace, serenity. Breathe out. And on your exhale, just say, thank you, God, so much for this day. I love you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. I love you for this day.
Wonderful. Now I want you to bring attention to your brain. Luke, your brain. Thank you. And I just want you to think of the one thing in your life that's caused you the most pain. Would you see it? I want you to just start dwelling on that. For a really long time.
Long.
Lovely. And breathe in. All right, now I want you to think about the thing that your spouse did today that really annoyed you.
Breathe out.
Yeah, let's just leave that there and let's breathe out. All right, thank you guys for coming to my session. Have a great night.